Oh, 1986, the year of Top Gun, Paul Simon's Graceland, the invention of the disposable camera. Of course, we had some big disasters that year as well. You had Chernobyl, the space shuttle Challenger exploding, but two other events that didn't go as planned. That was on my mind, and I want to talk about it from 1986. Welcome. On Mondays and Wednesdays, we talk apologetics and theology. But on Fridays, we talk about whatever I want to talk about. So, yeah, 1986. When you think of disasters in 1986, Chernobyl, and then the space shuttle Challenger. I mean, somebody said the memes about Gen X saying, like, Generation X is the toughest generation of all time. When 9/11 happened, millennials, you know, got the day off from school. It was a tragedy. Gen X was like, we watched the space shuttle explode from our classrooms, and then we were told to just go to next period and act like nothing ever happened. And that was obviously, that was a big one for back then for people, a generational defining moment. You know you're a member of Generation X if you remember where you were when the Challenger exploded. Just like you know you're a millennial if you remember being in school when 9/11 happened. Like for me, if you don't remember 9/11, if you're too young to remember 9/11, you are not a millennial. You ain't a millennial. You were Gen Z, or you could be, you know, Gen Alpha or something like that. By the way, with the Challenger, they were possibly thinking of having Big Bird be on that flight. Ooh, imagine trying to explain that to preschoolers later. Like, what happened to Big Bird? I mean, would it be horrible if they tried to say Big Bird just flew down from the Challenger and was okay? Like, should you? It's like the Santa Claus debate. Do you lie to children about these imaginary creatures? People act like them? I don't know. That's not what we're talking about today, though. Today, there are two other things. They're not disasters. They weren't like the Challenger or something like that. But they are more like debacles, if you will, or things that didn't pan out as the organizers would have hoped, both of which happened in 1986. So the first one is Hands Across America. Now, as I said, you're going to remember this one if you're Gen X, baby boomer, silent generation. I love just like when I see things back in the 80s where people just got together to do big things. There was no internet, Instagram, message boards. There was nothing to get people together, really. You just had to listen to the news and hope for the best. And that's what happened with Hands Across America. It was a fundraiser to help fight poverty and hunger. The idea was it was going to unite millions of Americans into a single human chain across the United States. I think it was inspired by, they did that, you know, they did that previous music video, We Are the World, We Are the Children, da, 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 da. And so, they, you know, they're doing that and they think, okay, what if we could do something similar to raise a lot of money for, you know, for anti-poverty efforts? And that's where Hands Across America came in, that you would donate a certain amount of money to take part, and they needed like millions of people to get together holding hands across interstate highways going across all of the United States. And to get people pumped for that, they were hoping to raise $50 to $100 million. Didn't come close to that. They only made about $15 to $20 million. The event took place on May 25th, 1986, so Memorial Day weekend of 1986. And there was a lot. I think there was something like 5 or 6 million people that did end up taking part. Let's see, it was 5.5 million participants going across 17 states. Former President Ronald Reagan, originally he wasn't going to take part in it, but then he decided later that he would. So there's a picture of him in front of the White House holding hands with people. And when you look at a map, it goes pretty far across a lot of the United States. And they had this song. They had a rockin' 80s song to get you pumped up for it. And you better believe that I'm going to play you the song right now. Over there, he's my brother. When he laughs, oh, sing it. I yes. When he cries, I cry. When he needs me, let's do the chorus. I'll be right there by his side. I wish I had a chance. And when you're watching the video, it's a bunch of people holding hands. There's Kenny Rogers. Like Miami Vice shows up. Oh, Hands Across America. Did it succeed? No, they weren't able to actually do the entire thing. Where it fell apart was in Western Arizona, because there's a lot of like Highway 40 and 10. So along that route in New Mexico and Arizona, the chain fell apart because they picked Memorial Day weekend, which might have been nice back east to get a bunch of people outside to hold hands across America. But Memorial Day weekend tends to be pretty hot in the deserts of Arizona where there's no water, there's not a lot of other sites around, so it was hard to get a lot of people out there. So there were places where there were gaps. They tried to fill in the gaps of hands across America with like ribbon, cars. I think one part they had a helicopter take off from one area and go to another area. But it was pretty impressive. They still got millions of people to join hands and to do that. This actually, it's referenced a little bit in the horror movie Us. This came out in 2019. So Us is directed by Jordan Peele. It's a psychological horror film. I'm not going to, should I spoil it? It doesn't matter. I mean, you get the idea if you haven't seen it. It's basically about like doppelgangers, copies of people coming after everybody. And there's a scene where all like the evil doppelgangers come together, the evil copies of us. They're like living underground trying to get us. And like millions of them like come out and they like join hands across the entire country to like rise up or something like that. But it is a reference to Hands Across America. May 25th, 1986. Wasn't able to make it. Go forward a few months, Cleveland, Ohio, September 27th, 1986, saying, hey, we couldn't do Hands Across America, but we could break other records. What if we could break a record by releasing the most balloons in a single fundraising event? So they did an event, fundraising event for United Way in Cleveland, Ohio, of releasing balloons. So this was Balloon Fest 1986. And what ended up happening is they released 1.6 million balloons into the air. On Saturday, September 27th, 1986, they released the balloons at 1:50 Eastern Standard Time, so, you know, around, you know, 1:50 p.m. in the afternoon. There were 100,000 people gathered in downtown Cleveland for the event. The balloons went up, but there was a problem, though. The balloons collided with a front of cool air and rain. So normally, these were latex balloons filled with helium. And that's a lot of helium. Helium is actually somewhat expensive, so that's crazy they did that. When a helium latex balloon normally goes up high enough, it gets almost fully deflated and then falls back down. The problem was that most of the balloons did not get high enough to deflate from different pressure. They hit this cold front, which sent the balloons going back down to the earth, and just everything was just covered in balloons. A lot of the balloons ended up on like Lake Erie. They caused a lot of water pollution where you couldn't get around. Burke Lakefront Airport had to shut down a runway for half an hour because there were balloons there. So you couldn't get planes to land or take off. There were traffic collisions. Drivers swerved to avoid slow motion blizzards of balloons, took their eyes off the road to look at all the balloons in the sky. So there were traffic accidents. A sad thing. Two fishermen went out that day, and they were reported missing, Raymond Broderick and Bernard Sulzer. And rescuers, they found their boat where it was anchored, but they couldn't find the men in the water because the water was full of balloons. And they couldn't see anybody, and they had a hard time navigating their boats with all the balloons. And the men, unfortunately, were found deceased later. Then the families of the fishermen sued the United Way for like $3.2 million, and they settled under undisclosed terms. But authorities came forward in a 2024 interview saying Balloon Fest did not have anything to do with the unfortunate deaths of those men. Another lawsuit that was filed was by an owner of Arabian horses, saying that the horses were spooked and suffered permanent injuries by all of the balloons invading their pasture. They also settled for undisclosed sums. 1988 edition of the Guinness Book of World Records says that the event is the largest ever mass balloon release, 1,429,643 balloons. And it probably will never be broken, at least by Guinness, because Guinness no longer measures balloon releases. I think I did a previous free-for-all on the Guinness Book of Records, how there's a fair number of records, like sleeplessness, for example, they don't do anymore because they don't want to create environmental hazards or risks to the human body, things like that. So, 1986, you so crazy. But yeah, I hope you enjoyed a little bit of nostalgia back to the past. I just thought it was interesting, these two events, you know, larger than life, all happening in the same year. Didn't quite make their goal, or they did, but had unintended consequences along the way. Always a fun little piece of Americana trivia. Thank you all so much, and hope you have a very blessed weekend.